Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 28th of August, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. UC Berkeley researchers develop a deep learning system that can take dance moves from a source video and transfer them to other subjects. The system is called Everybody Dance Now and uses an algorithm to detect the poses and motion of the source dancer. The researchers train a general adversarial network to reproduce the dancing on a video of the target subject. Cellular provider T-Mobile had a large data breach. It exposed the data of about 2 million of its US customers' information, such as customer names, billing zip codes, phone numbers, and email addresses. Financial data and SSNs were not part of the breach. Those customers who were affected were notified via email. The exact number of customers wasn't cited by the company. The EU is drafting new laws aimed at preventing a Cambridge Analytica-type scenario happening in next year's European Parliament elections. The Financial Times reports that the European Commission is preparing an amendment to existing party funding rules that will ban data collection a la Cambridge Analytica style. The UK-based company mined millions of people's Facebook data without their consent, which was allegedly used to influence voters in the US and the UK. There are rumors of a 5.8-inch and a 6.5-inch OLED iPhones that will feature improved cameras and faster processors, according to Bloomberg sources. The 6.1-inch LCD version is expected to come in an array of colors. Both the 6.1 and the 6.5-inch models will be available with dual SIMs in certain markets. The report also claims Apple will launch new iPad Pros this year, though it's unclear if it will happen at the same time as the iPhone announcement. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.